Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Votes for Domus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show.
But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight on That Kevin Show, the sideline sanity of Michelle Tafoya, the world's funniest police officer, Kevin Jordan, supermodel Elizabeth Pitko, and new tunes from Lindsay L. And now, from the city that's so special, we charge you money just to visit, here's That Kevin.
Holy cow, it is. I am That Kevin. And yes, New York is so special that if you decide to come visit, we will make you pay about $16 to cross a bridge or go through a tunnel just to get here. And if you're coming via the airport, you're going to Uber or pay for a cab that's going to go way more than that. And they're going to charge you for the same thing. So just that's how it works in the big city. Welcome to the weekend. So glad to have you with us and so honored and thrilled to have the brand new That Kevin Show finally launched. We've been working on this since last summer, basically, when we said, hey, what can we do to put a bright spark in people's weekend and make it something that, you know, it's safe for your family to watch, but also something that's going to be funny and keep you up to date on breaking news, as I want to do every single week. And there's no better place to do that, particularly on the weekends when there's kind of a slower news cycle, than to just go straight to the headlines. For instance, take a look at this one. Top Republican in Congress wants to torch Hunter Biden for this wrinkle in the classified documents probe. So there's this little element that Hunter Biden, the son of the president, you know that guy. He's the guy that first denied that the daughter that he had with the adult dancer was actually his, and said, no, there's no way it could be, until they dragged him to the court and said, well, you're going to take a test. And the test said, oh, guess what? It's yours. And now the mom of that daughter has said, well, if it's his, can't he have his name so that there's some sort of, like, you know, part of the legacy that gets to be his? And Hunter's now taking her back to court to say, no, I don't want to give him my name. Classy guy, that Hunter. Anyway, that guy, the guys in Congress are kind of confused. Like, okay, Hunter, you haven't had a job in I don't know how long. How are you paying $49,612.87 to your dad in rent every month? I'm just, how does that work with no job? Oh, money laundering. Okay, let's see. We'll check on that in the days to come. Anyway, the president got wind of this Republican trying to torch Hunter Biden. He said, well, we can take care of that. You know that Corvette I got? It can run over documents. Awesome. So just, you know, back it out, run. And lo and behold, now the police in the area are looking for matching tire tread to a classic Corvette that may have been spotted in the area. I'm not sure. Anyway, how that works. This headline, Paige Sporanek. Is she a golfer? Is she good? I don't know. I'm not good at golf, so I. Okay, well, we'll have to figure that out. Anyway, she is giving men advice about dropping into her DMs. Now, if you've ever had someone slide into your DMs, it's a pretty uncomfortable thing to begin with. But in fact, it's uncomfortable saying sliding into your DMs. Like, it just makes me feel icky when I hear the phrase. But she's got advice for the gentlemen that are trying to do this on Instagram. She said, actually, if you're going to ask me out, probably shouldn't diss me on your social media prior. And I'm thinking, this is kind of common sense. The guy wrote back and asked for forgiveness, and she said, you were this close. Anyway. All right. Last story. Terrifying moment for airline travelers. The plane takes off. They are en route. They hear a bang. Big bang. And suddenly something begins to fall into the ocean. Now, the governing authorities of the airlines said that it was an engine that fell into the ocean, which would be bad enough. But when they did the investigation, they actually just found out that it was nothing more than United bag handlers in the bottom of the plane throwing guitars into the ocean.
And if it did, I wouldn't bring my luggage, 'cause you'd just go and break it into a thousand pieces, just like you broke my heart when United raced its heart.
So having said that, that's a look at the news here at the top of the hour. We got a lot more serious stuff coming up. Let me give you a preview of tonight. Michelle Tafoya, former sideline guru for NBC football, the NFL on NBC. She's going to be here. Give us a little preview of this coming divisional round of the playoffs. A little bit later, Elizabeth Pipko, who has had a very successful modeling career, is with us. She's got some new projects tonight that she's going to be telling us about. And we have the first new music spotlight of the year, Lindsay L. from Canada. Big country star. She's got a brand new single that we're going to enjoy, and she's joining us as well. So I'm looking forward to all that. But before any of those people get here, oh, we've got Kevin Jordan, the world's funniest cop, going to be with us as well. Hope you'll stick around. But before we get to any of those folks, I've got to introduce my first guest tonight, because you've already enjoyed some of the handiwork that these two brought our way by way of the new theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, they are Grammy Award winners. They are multiple Dove Award winners, and they are joining us from their studios tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Dick and Mel Tunney. Hey, welcome back to New York. It's been a little while since we've had the chance to chat, even face-to-face, but it's so good to have you here.
Great to be with you. Good to see you. Congratulations on the new show.
Absolutely. We're already fans.
Well, thank you. Let's see if that still works in 6 months. We'll take it one night at a time. I want to talk to you about the process of how you helped this show come to life, because this has happened on now a couple of projects that we've worked on different things in the past. In fact, Dick, I was remembering when we did the audiobook for the Thief on the Cross project, and I think I gave you two words. I think I said Schindler's List and Downton Abbey, and like, boom, you went into the studio and created this symphonic score that was just amazing and beautiful. But I want to know what happened when I called you guys and I said, hey, I've got another need, and it doesn't sound like either one of those things. And again, I just gave you a few words, and then what you guys pick up the story from there. What happened?
Well, you gave us more than a few words. You said, here's what I want it to feel like. Here's the context of it. This is what the show's going to feel like. You gave us a pretty good overview of what it all was. And I think you and I were talking on the phone, and I went downstairs and said to Mel, hey, Kevin's got a new TV show, and he needs a theme, and he wants to do it up, and he wants to do this, and if it needs to feel like that. And I promise, in 10 seconds, Mel goes, here's what the opening thing needs to be. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And so in the next probably 90 minutes, 2 hours, we just came into the studio and started playing and started fiddling and started messing around. And it happened so easily and so quickly. And then, after we finished that, Mel's writing and thinking melodic things. I'm thinking what the band is going to do. And so I put a little track together, sent it to you and said, what do you think?
Yep. I was sold. Let me ask you this, because Dick and I have worked on a few things together, but he just gave you just a couple of lines. How did you know that it was the New York attitude, the punch, everything that it had to be? Like, it's like those first few notes define it all.
It's interesting. When he told me what you had said, literally, I got this idea, and honestly, babe, we didn't do it in that moment. It was a little bit later on, and we set aside some time to do it. And I said, let me just show you this idea. And I said, I think I've got this melody. And he said, now remember, we need this to be edgy, kind of New York and that kind of stuff. And I mean, we're the writers of Let There Be Praise. And so we have to, you know, we've got to.
You have to tap into your inner Paul Schaefer on this, man. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Exactly. And so he said, so, I mean, it needs to be that. And I said, well, let me at least show it to you. So we went to the piano, and like he said, it just, it came so quickly. And honestly, that's such a picture of what the Lord does. You know, he pours that creativity into us, and we sometimes then stand back and say, oh my goodness,
yeah,
where did this come from? And that's what we've done.
Well, as I've played different iterations of it for people, they were like, this, the two things that stood out immediately, as they said, is that it sets itself apart from everything else that's out there, and that it'll be just as current, you know, 15 years from now. And Dick and Mel Tunney from Nashville, I couldn't be happier than to have you be an embedded part of the show on this level. Thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you for all your help.
Our pleasure. We'll do it again anytime, Kevin.
All right. It's the very first night of That Kevin Show. Stick around. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And I am always pleased to welcome my next guest because she is not only one of the smartest women in the entire country, when it comes to the world of sports, specifically the NFL, which in my book, if you're female and you can recite NFL chapter and verse, that's pretty cool. But she's also taking on a whole new chapter in her broadcast career as the host of the Sideline Sanity podcast with the Salem Podcast Network. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michelle Tafoya. Michelle, wow. Good to have you.
What a nice intro. Thank you. Good to be here.
And we haven't talked since the very first week you were on. So now that you've been doing it for a while, how do you like the podcast gig?
I like it a lot. It's very, there's a lot of freedom. I can talk about whatever the heck I want to talk about. No one tells me what I can or can't, you know, touch upon. And I like that freedom. I really enjoy having unusual guests. And broaching some topics in a way that I like to. So it's been a lot of fun.
I'm sure going from NBC to Salem is kind of like a little bit of a mind warp. I mean, in terms of what you're encouraged to think about, do, and say.
Well, you know, no one ever told me what to think about or say when I was at NBC Sports. I will give them great credit for allowing me to go do some speaking engagements that were definitely on the conservative side. But again, you had to just watch your social media and that kind of thing. And it's very freeing to not have to worry about that anymore and just be able to post whatever the heck I want to. I'm not worried about, you know, anyone else getting hurt except for me. And I tell my kids, hey, if you're ever uncomfortable, let me know. And I have yet to hear from them, so I think I'm all right.
Sounds like all's working in the right direction there.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk a little NFL. Obviously, it's one of my biggest, funnest things to talk about. But I want to deal with this subject first because you made actually mention of it on your Twitter feed this last week, and it has to do with the incident with the Buffalo Bills, Mr. Hamlin and what happened on the field. And it's kind of been an inspiring, story. And even if people this week were watching the Tampa Bay Dallas game on Monday night, there was a very scary, kind of moment there in the second half where, the Tampa Bay player, I'm forgetting his name, but he had to be carried off. And I think everybody, the first thing that went through their head was, you know, what's going on. And a lot of people, Michelle, did not know, and I'm a little bit surprised that they didn't know, but a lot of people did not know that the NFL has a lot of players that after every game in every city on every field of play that happen to be God-fearing, usually Christians, that come together and pray at the center of the field. And they do so every game, every season, every cycle. And I think the Hamlin story kind of brought that out. But you kind of pondered on this a little bit on Twitter, saying this is a good thing for us to be talking about prayer in the sports arena.
You know, I think it is. I don't know why we've become so afraid of that term, pray or prayer. And I found something interesting recently in Buffalo, the Sabres. The NHL team came out after DeMar was hospitalized, and instead of wearing shirts that said pray for DeMar, like the entire NFL was using the slogan pray for DeMar. I hate to term that a slogan, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Those three words, their shirts said love for DeMar. And I wondered why that was an intentional staying away from the word pray. So they wouldn't look Look, I live here in Minnesota where recently at the Mall of America, a guy was asked to take off his shirt that said Jesus saves or to leave the mall. And so, you know, that to me is really not an offensive shirt. And the, he was told if he wanted to continue to shop there to take it off or he could just leave. And it's gone viral. The video's gone viral. And it's embarrassing to me as a Minnesotan to think that if one person's offended by a shirt or a couple people in a massive mall are offended by a shirt, that a guy should be accosted by security and be told you can't wear that shirt just because it says Jesus saves or Jesus is the answer. I mean, we're looking for stuff to be offended by in this day and age. And it's, I just loved that people weren't afraid of that in that moment yeah. with DeMar, you know.
Let me move on to some of the fun stuff. This last week on Monday night, I was told by every, Dallas hater in my life that, that Tom Brady was going to dust off the rust and it was going to, he was going to come for them and it was going to be 8 wins and 0 losses against the Dallas Cowboys. And, my assessment was that Micah Parsons took that a little bit personally. and I think that, Dak was playing for his life, and I think that the combination of that motivation seemed to really come to fruition. How do you shape up the divisional matchups and what you're seeing coming out of the wild card round?
Well, that was a fun wild card round. It really
one of the
was
best fun. I've seen in
it
recent
was
years.
Really
actually,
fun. Yeah. It was really fun. I didn't expect myself. You know, people ask me if I miss the sidelines, do I miss being there? And I honestly was so prepared for this, but I don't. I love being at home watching.
And you don't want to be on the sidelines in Buffalo with the blowing -0 wind chill and.
No, I'm walking my dog in the same weather here in Minnesota, so no, I do not.
Yeah, but not while the game's going on. You're sitting in front of your 70-inch plasma.
Yeah, just with a nice warm fire going.
That's it.
So, yeah, I don't envy that. Look, I did it for so long, and I loved every minute of it, and I wouldn't trade it for much of anything, but I was ready. So watching it, though, I've just been surprised at how much fun I've been having watching it. And that Dallas game, I'll say this, and I tweeted this out after the game, do you want to be the team that faces Dallas right now? They look extremely confident, which is something that, look, I've covered so many Dallas games. I think I've done more Dallas games than any other team in the NFL.
But you do know how they played the week before.
Yeah, yes, I understand that. But, you know, look, they looked really, really good.
Yeah.
And so that can start a role. That can really start a role. It's how you're playing and when you're playing that way that is so key. So, you know, it's going to be tough for San Francisco. But, gosh, what a story in San Francisco.
Oh, it's going to be a great game.
It's unbelievable.
Let me ask you NFC specifically. Does New York or San Francisco have a better shot at breaking through on the team that looks like it's the hotter one?
It's a great question.
Because I was surprised at how well the Giants played and
I was very dominant in their performance. I mean, it was, yes. Now, I will say this. The Vikings defense was pathetic.
Yeah.
And not what the Vikings are known for. I mean, that's what to me has been so disappointing about the Vikings this year. This is a team that's always had the purple people eaters and, you know, just great defenses, and they haven't this year.
Real quickly, AFC. Cincinnati goes to Buffalo. Jaguars go to Kansas City. Is Trevor Lawrence's run over this year?
Yeah, I think it is. So, I think it's done for them. I think it's Kansas City's just too much. I personally would love to see the Bills keep going. I'm a huge fan of that team in terms of what they stand for, who they are as people.
Michelle Tafoya, host of Sideline Sanity. You can get it anywhere that podcasts are aggregated at. Michelle, we'll talk to you again down the road, but thanks for being part of the Salem family, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband inside a Daytona Beach hospital Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, was aware of the plan. President Biden's attorney says six additional items, including documents marked as classified, were found in Biden's Delaware home Friday following a Department of Justice search. The documents appear to be related to Biden's time as vice president and from his tenure in the U.S. Senate. Illegal crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border are at record levels. Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than 250,000 migrants along the southern border in December. It's the 25th anniversary of the first major political scandal to break in the age of the Internet. Americans woke up in 1998 to learn of the alleged affair between then-President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. So glad to have you with us on our debut night at That Kevin Show. We're going to have a lot of fun in the second hour. Supermodel Elizabeth Pipko is going to be here. No longer a New Yorker. She's one of those people that moved down to Florida during the pandemic. Got all the sunshine that she could, but she's got a new project out tonight. And we'll have some more fun stuff. The Dry Bar Comedy Troupe's back. And, of course, the new music spotlight for tonight, which brings me to my next guest. Because in 2022... she finished third, only behind Taylor Swift with Antihero, and Harry Styles with his incredible run, 15 weeks at the number one spot. But she finished third behind those two in our New Music Spotlight Song of the Year, as determined by you, the viewers, and so forth and so on. All of that, plus she's just become an American citizen. This is so cool. I'm so glad to welcome. Please help me welcome Lindsay L. Lindsay, it is great to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Welcome to New York. Where are you joining us from tonight?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am joining you from Nashville, Tennessee, my home where I live. But thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I love your fans so much. The viewers of this show are incredible. And the fact that they voted me third behind Taylor and Harry, like T. Sweezy and Harry, like I'm honored.
Well, and I got to tell you, I'm going to fanboy just a little bit here. I'm a musician personally, and I love really great players and writers and singers, and you're kind of a triple threat in all that department. So when did Right on Time come out? Was it late September, early October? It was a while ago.
It was actually more like beginning of the summer when it just came out, and then we started touring and, you know, made this really cool music video for it. And so it was sort of like the little song that could.
Yeah, no, in fact, I think, and as a former music director for a major radio network, I got to say, in terms of hook and memorabilia, having it be memorable and the ability to kind of sing along almost immediately, it's one of those songs that it's going to live for a long, long time. And I want to ask you about the song, but I want to ask you about you first. You are a jamming guitar player. I mean, and it's not the typical pop easy stuff. You're doing deep jazz riffs in almost everything that you write, and you're singing it, and it's got the R&B, and it's got the jazz, and it's got a little bit of rock, and of course, it's country, and you're from Canada. I mean, how did all of those influences end up in the same place?
I mean, yeah, I grew up in Canada. You know, Shania Twain was my idol. I started writing country songs when I was a little girl. And then I started hanging out with Randy Bachman from like the Get To and Bachman Turner Overdrive in my early teens, like when I was 13. And he was the guy who got me onto Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And I just never really looked back from any of that music. So I am a guitar nerd to say the least, to say the absolute least.
How many do you own?
Oh my gosh, like around 50. So I'm still working on my collection.
Honest question. More important for Lindsay L to buy a new guitar or a new pair of shoes?
Woo! You hit my two weaknesses. I mean, I always say guitar, anything about guitars, whether it's guitar or guitar pedal or something, I'm just like, yeah, I need that. I need that for my work. But shoes, I'm just a sneakerhead. And so I have almost 50 of those.
Wow.
But they're pretty much the only two spots, you know.
I've got a lot of friends in Nashville. I've done a tiny little bit of session work. I'm nowhere near good enough to be, you know, doing what you guys do. But I do play at church on a regular basis. And,
amazing.
You know, the keyboards have come a long way, what they can do and how you can sync them to click tracks and all kinds of stuff. I still stand in awe when I look across the stage and see all of the guitar players and all of the pedal boards that they have in front of them, usually all attached to one master thing that they carry in and out. But my goodness, what it can do now. And to think that back in the day, Phil Keggy and those guys were just figuring out how to do some of that stuff. But you've really taken it to another level. Why aren't more women playing guitar?
Yeah, I've wondered that a lot myself, actually. You know, I remember growing up listening to a lot of Phil Keggy and Tommy Emmanuel and a lot of Bonnie Raitt, and there weren't a lot of women playing instruments leading a band. Even Sheryl Crow, I mean, she played the bass a lot, like leading her band, and I just thought it was so cool. And I think there are a lot more girls learning instruments right now. I hope, selfishly, there are a lot more girls learning electric guitar. But yeah, there always have been more male instrumentalists than female instrumentalists. And I just think it takes like those few role models, you know, really standing their ground. Like Bonnie and Cheryl were definitely two for me that were, you know, Jennifer Batten. There's a list, but it is relatively short.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on the debut edition of That Kevin Show. We are talking with Lindsay L. live from Nashville, who's joining us tonight, who kind of a sleeper in the New Music Spotlight Song of the Year contest at the end of 2022, finished third, only behind two megastars, and we're so honored to have her with us tonight. We were talking just before the break, Lindsay, about the guitar and women and how come there aren't more guitar players who are female.
And I was just realizing the list is pretty small on the women's side, but the men's side seems to have a long list of guys that play, and we were touching on that.
Compared to the list of guy guitar players, and so I'm very proud that I can sort of carry that torch on and be like, you know what, girls can play guitar too, and this is how it's done.
No, I love it. I love it. So real quickly, I want to talk about Right on Time. The message of the song I find to be, as the father of a daughter, I find to be really cool, because I think one of the things we do too quickly sometimes in this culture is push people into relationships, and sometimes not ones that are going to benefit them. And I was just thinking about the lyric the first time I heard the song, and I thought, you know what? If my daughter and I had that conversation, I would never be trying to push her to go worry about being in a relationship until she's ready. Where did the inspiration for you for that message come from? What was it in your life that said, I got to say this?
This was definitely a personal song for me in a lot of ways. I remember shortly after I turned 30, I felt like all my friends were getting married and having babies and doing all of the life things that I was nowhere near close to doing at the time. And so I was like, man, am I doing this thing wrong? Did I miss the memo on how you're supposed to, you know, do your life? And then it just took like a few days, me waking up being like, no, we are all writing our own story in our own time, and that's going to mean something different for each and every one of us. And it should, because our lives are not supposed to be identical carbon copies of one another, you know? And it is very easy with social media, with societal pressures, with even pressure from friends and family to feel like, oh, I better be doing this. I should be doing this. I should be married now. I should, whatever the thing is. And I just think it's a really important reminder for us all every day sometimes, and I'm speaking like fully wholeheartedly myself, just to remember that you're doing exactly life how you should be, and you're making the best decisions as you can in the moment, and what works for you may not work for somebody else, and that's okay. Everything's unfolding in your life as it should, right on time.
Well, not only does the hook work and the whole vibe, but I think it's the message in that song that gets across to people, and I think we all just feel a little bit given permission to just be a little more okay by the end of that song every time we hear it, which is kind of an encouraging thing. Hey, real quickly, talk to me about the Make You movement. I know that it's important to you. What's the goal? What are you trying to accomplish? Why does it obsess your passion?
Well, my passion in life is music, and a deeper level of that is the fact that I can do what I love for a living and use it to do good. I've always just looked up to artists who've grown these incredible platforms, who then have a whole universe for philanthropy and giving back. And so it's always been in the back of my mind to start my own foundation and to really make a difference in people's lives and causes that I care about. And shortly after talking about my story for the first time as a survivor, when I released my album Heart Theory, I decided to launch my own foundation that could raise money to raise awareness and help other survivors feel like they don't need to be alone. I know growing up, you know, when I was 13, I felt completely alone, and I had no idea how to even seek therapy or seek healing, let alone not think that I was at fault. And so I really just want to be an extra voice. And it's been insane effort, like ever since releasing the song Make You and then creating the Make You movement, how many thousands of fans have reached out to me and been like, thank you for writing this. Thank you for letting me tell my story. Or they tell me their story and they're like, I've never told anybody before in my life, but I feel like I can talk to you. And I just think that's the amazing thing about music. It has this force that connect us together as human beings on this planet. And not a lot of things do that to the level where like all bets are off the table, all guards are put down, and you can really, you know, just be yourself. And so I'm so grateful for that song, and I'm so grateful for the Make You movement, the fact that I can give back and I can be there for other survivors and be like, I've been through this too. Like, let's walk this path of healing.
Yeah. Love that. Last area of question here. You recently changed your citizenship and you're an American citizen. Why was that important to you? What was the process like for you? And how does it feel?
You know, it's pretty incredible. I will
I noticed
always
you had a party when it happened. Yes. You celebrated.
Thanks to Little Big Town. They're so sweet. We were on the road the day I passed my exam, and they threw me a congrats on being an American party, which was so sweet. They are like the kindest people in country music. But I've been living down here in the States for 10, 11 years now, and I just think it's really important to be able to participate in society and to be able to vote and to be able to really have a voice on issues that I care about. And I always will be Canadian, but I always will live in the States. And so I feel like it was just time to for sure, like firmly plant my feet. And so, you know, I'm a proud dual and I'm a very proud American and I cannot wait to, you know, do my piece.
Well, it's great to have you. Welcome, even though you've been here for a decade.
And, thank you.
Thank you for all that you're doing, and thank you for talking to us tonight. It's kind of a big night, launching the new show and telling everybody. The new music spotlight is going to keep going, even though we've changed over the shows into this new thing. And
yeah.
We're already on the list for 2023. By the way, anything new coming out? When are we going to see another tune?
I have been so busy in the studio working on new music, and I'm very, very excited to release it and let you guys see. And no doubt that that you will be one of the first that we let hear it. And I cannot wait for all of you to hear this new music.
That's going to be cool. Well, we appreciate it, and I'm so happy that Happy looks so good on you. thank you so much, Lindsay L. Welcome to America, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kevin. So good to see you.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we just had a chance to get to know her a little behind the scenes. She's got some new stuff coming out. But tonight, the first new music spotlight of 2023, here is Lindsay L.
I got a friend who just got married again. I don't know what the hell that girl does. I can't even find a plus one. My mama says I'm just too picky, I guess. But isn't that better than selling life short for someone that just had a room for? There's nothing wrong if it takes a bit longer to figure it out. At least that's what I tell myself. If I met somebody tonight, take it slow, let a whole year go by. And then the stars don't lie. Cause I'd be 365 days, 52 weeks, 12 months that I've spent just to find out one person ain't the right one for me. Whatever that means, people make it look so easy.
That's the New American Citizen, Lindsay L., and her big hit, Right on Time. She's back on the Spotlight stage in Hour 2, but we have got a lot more of That Kevin Show for you tonight, including supermodel Elizabeth Pipko, who'll be with us in the second hour, and some news headline association, kind of a new fun game we're going to play. Kevin McCullough from New York, stay here.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.